You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, the Chevy Volt got its first real test drive over the weekend. The Nissan Leaf is going to hit dealerships later this year. It's a year that would make Edison proud. It could very well be that 2010 is the year of the electric car. Certainly, if you were at the Paris Auto Show, that's what you'd think. Paul Eisenstein was there. He's the publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Celeste. Good to be with you.
First of all, I mean, the electric car, that's been, you know, talked about literally for decades. I mean, how viable is the electric car, not as a symbol of a company's greenness, but as something that people will buy and drive?
Yeah, it's been around for decades. Henry Ford's wife used to drive one, and Henry himself once went to Thomas Edison, his dear friend, begging him to come up with a better battery that could make it viable. Lithium ion is still not the technology that's going to knock the internal combustion engine and gasoline out of the box, but we think increasingly there is going to be a viability of electric vehicles for limited use. Your second car in a household, the car you use to commute less than 100 miles a day and so on. And there's variations of the electric vehicle, like the Volt, which will allow you to do your commute and then go longer distances by switching to a gasoline engine. That could be very viable for people who want to avoid the so-called range anxiety, to be able to drive a little bit more but still be green for most of their daily runs.
You know, beyond, once you get beyond the question of will Americans buy these cars, you then get to the question of our infrastructure. Is the United States ready to power thousands upon thousands of electric vehicles?
Well, that's a real question. Here's the good part. If people do, in fact, charge at night, the Department of Energy has said, we really don't need to be building extra electric plants to support that infrastructure. If people put in the 220-volt chargers, which cost about $2,000 installed, and they set these things for late night, and a lot of utilities are going to be promoting people charging late at night by giving you a discount on your rates. You might pay 2 or 3 cents a kilowatt hour versus 10 or 12 cents during the day. So if that happens, the infrastructure is reasonably capable of handling perhaps a million or more electric vehicles around the country. Now, when you start getting to the point where perhaps in the future you have 5 million electric vehicles, 10 million electric vehicles, and people start to need to charge during the day for longer runs, that's when the investment could be there, could be required. Some studies have been putting the numbers in the tens of billions of dollars here and abroad to set up a true global infrastructure for the transition to electric power.
Well, you know, let me ask you, Paul, the same question that we're asking our listeners today, which, you know, the government is ready to offer all kind of incentives to people to buy electric vehicles.
Right.
But people still are kind of on the fence about it. So we're asking our listeners, and let me ask you, what incentive would get you to buy an electric car?
If I were to be commuting a short distance, the sort of numbers that we're talking about right now, $7,500 for a federal tax credit, plus in many states you can get up to $5,000, California, for example, those sort of numbers start to begin making the electric vehicle competitive for people who are driving perhaps as much as 50 miles or so a day. I think that it's really going to be more about what your individual needs are, along with the initial incentives. Now, you go out 10 years where the battery itself drops in price from about $1,000 a kilowatt hour. And to put it in perspective, Leaf has about 24 kilowatt hours on board, down to perhaps $200, which people think is viable. You know, this is an 80% discount on the battery part of the car. That starts making the technology competitive with gasoline. That's what's really going to make electric vehicle work in the United States.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. And if you out there have some ideas on what kind of incentives would get you into a Chevy Volt or another electric car, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.com. www.scienceofsciencefriday.org.